Dowry System, Role Reversal, Chapter 3. As Nita basked in the afterglow of post-orgasmic husbandly chinilingus, she felt triumphant, victorious, and magnanimous also. She felt she could forgive him because he had been an excellent submissive slave boy, but she wanted to test him out. So she said, "Now get up. Go down. And as naked as you are, go and prepare dinner and clean the kitchen. Afterwards, you can do the vacuuming of the flat. I want to see what a good slave boy you are, or whether you are a worthless house husband, because I have never house trained you. I have done everything here up till today, but from today onwards I will relax with a glass of white or red wine, whereas you will do all the housework. Is that clear, stud boy?" "Yes, mistress." He stood up and, hands behind his ass, head bowed, eyes downcast, and semi-erect cock inside the chastity cage, he suddenly felt very submissive and loving and misogynistic, really reveling in his depraved servility at the feet of his sovereign, his monarch, his Devi, his Rani, his Malkin. He understood now. Patni ghar ki rani hai. The ancients used to say, the wife is the queen of the house. Of course, they never mentioned that the husband is the slave boy of the queen, or the slave boy of the house, or the proletariat of the house. But he came to find out that now, that he had simply been reduced to a worker drone, and he was liking it. So, before you go, just turn around, arch your back, and offer your bottom to me. Turn around, and without a word, arch his back and proffered his butt to his mistress, his Rani, his queen, his Malkin, his Devi, his goddess, Nita. And Nita slap, smack, spank with three sharp slaps on his butt. She reiterated the fact that she was now the total empress of all she surveyed, the monarch of her own queendom, and he was simply her little slave boy. With the guilt of his father-in-law's death hanging there, Rajesh knew that he dared not stray even one micron away from whatever commands his mistress, his queen, his goddess gave him. She was a domestic goddess, and into the heaven of her pussy, by selfless licking, by sacrificing his own ego and his own sexual pleasure, he would reach nirvana, erotic bliss, just by it. He had lost copious quantities of transparent cum, thick viscous liquid which is carcinogenic, which creates enlarged prostate and ultimately leads to prostate cancer. And even though his white semen remained inside, unknown to him, that white tejas or semen is full of testosterone and muscle building chemicals, which leads to a sharp memory, mental alertness, command of the total mental faculty, better physical fitness, in every way a man's confidence, speech, everything increases once that semen enters each and every atoms or molecules of the body of the male system, and it regenerates him, makes him stay ageless, timeless, and ever young. I'm surprised that medical science does not understand the balls of a 90-year-old man which can produce a little kid on fucking a young virgin. actually contained the elixir to immortality. Anyway, he went down like a good little slave boy and whipped up an excellent dinner. Nitya didn't know that he knew how to cook. But he said, no, I used to live in a hostel, so I know a little bit of rudimentary cooking. And then I've seen some cookbooks, and when you used to go to India on your holidays, I would cook for myself. I've experimented. I've seen the cookery shows. Mr. Slave Boy. Okay, then he cleaned the kitchen and he was vacuuming everything when she came down. She had showered beads and she had put on an erotic sari. So it looked like a commanding regal queen, an actual Maharani. And when she came down the staircase of their duplex apartment, she ordered him, Rajesh! Come here, boy. Yes, madam. On your knees. Kiss my feet. He was busily kissing his feet. Suddenly, she took her feet out of his lips and she placed it on the nape of his neck and pressed it on. Who is your mistress? Tere malkin kon hai? Shaitan? Rascal? Who is your mistress? Who is your owner? Aap hai, malkin. आप मेरी रानी है, आप मेरी महारानी है, आप मेरी मालकिन है, मुझे माफ कीजिए, मैं आपका पिताजी का मौत के लिए जिम्मेदार हूं, मैं आपका गुनहगार खूनी हूं, मुझे आप सजा दीजिए रानी, मुझे सजा दीजिए देवी, मैं आपका कदमों में चरण रख के अब जो सजा देंगे मैं ले लूंगा।